ready? You ready? You ready? You ready? You ready? Brown holy water pouring out of the bottle. Like, share, comment, got it, and then follow. Black Lives Matter, yeah, that's the franchise. Pull up every Sunday at 7 and get baptized. Brown holy water pouring out of the bottle. Like, share, comment, got it, and then follow. Black Lives Matter, yeah, that's the franchise. Pull up every Sunday at 7 and get baptized. You ready? You ready?
Welcome to Brown Holy Water. Happy Father's Day to all the real rights out there. You have your boy Handsome Lie in the building. My man Black, you know, couldn't make the show today. So we're going to continue on, you know, without him. We have two lovely young ladies in the house. Ladies, please introduce yourself. Start up, Jess. We've seen her before.
Hello, I'm Jess.
That's it. Tell us a little bit about yourself. What do you want to know? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm Jess. I'm from Brooklyn. I'm an accountant, model part-time, and I have two lovely children. Happy Father's Day to the dads and my dad.
Okay, to the dads?
To the dads out there.
Oh, okay, good. Welcome back, Danny.
Right. Danny, a.k.a. Miss Georgie, a.k.a. your favorite tomboy, singer-songwriter, and go-getter.
Go-getter?
Yeah.
That's dope. Well, y'all know today is Father's Day. Let's talk about Father's Day. Wish I could get your dad for Father's Day, man. Start off with that.
I didn't even see my dad today.
What?
He lives an hour and a half away, but I got him when I see him.
So. Got him what?
I got him when I see him.
Oh man, fuck. Let's sing in the building.
What's good?
What about you? What'd you get your dad for?
I didn't see him yet, so I can't say it.
Got some bad daughters, man.
No, it's not. I was supposed to hang out with him last night, but I kind of stayed asleep.
Supposed to, and you didn't even see him today. Yeah.
That's not good.
Black, welcome to the show. How you doing there today, man? I mean, told people you quit too. I told you was on looking at other podcast.
What's good, man?
You ain't got your own 2 9s on you? 2 9 40.
My 2 9s on me, 2 9 40. Nah, I don't got it on today. Today I had a long day, man. Long day.
All right. Well,
happy Father's Day, though, man.
Says thank you, brother. I appreciate that.
Happy
man.
Father's Day.
Thank you.
Happy Father's
thank
Day.
You. Y'all got old.
Don't be copycats, man.
I say y'all. They sit right here and looked at me 10 minutes and nobody say nothing.
You guys are short.
I just dropped off the kid. They're like, oh yeah.
You didn't say that. You said you was coming.
I'm reaching for a comment, but you know.
Brushed all that off, right? All right.
Well, since the team is all fully assembled now, let's start it off. We all gonna start off with Father's Day. Let's talk about the importance of like having a strong father figure like in the household, or being, if you didn't have one, talk about, you know, what you think you probably lacking because you didn't have that strong father figure. So you've been here before, so let's start off with Jess. Let's hear it. How did your father affect your life?
My father affected my life in many ways. He has shown me direction. He's given me advice. He's consoled me. He's protected me.
That's good.
Yeah.
You didn't even see him yesterday or today.
Listen, I really was supposed to.
That's dope, man.
Yeah, and my father, and he's really cool. He's almost like a brother, just with authority.
Can you think of like a story when you just was like, damn, my dad is cool? You ever had that moment in your life?
Yeah, last Father's Day, we went white water rafting. And if you know what that, do you know what it is?
Yeah, what the fuck?
She said like that she was VIP. No, we had white water. Do you know what that is?
White water rafting.
They don't do it here in the U.S. Anyway, like
shut
that.
Up, they don't do it in Brooklyn. Anyway.
Do that at Coney Island.
No, exactly. Not that version, not alive.
All right. How about you?
Yeah, we were white water rafting, and it was different families on different, rafts, and there was a moment where he picked up a bucket, and he filled it up with water, And he threw it on the other family member, but while he's throwing it on him, he's like, rah, rah. And we're like, Dad, relax. Like, what's going on here? At that moment, I knew that he was down to earth.
Okay. How about you, Daddy?
My dad's not down to earth, but my dad's amazing. He's a go-getter. He's a hard worker. He shows me and my siblings all the time, like, how to go get it. And basically, he leads by example. I have a whole bunch of stories, but I'm not going to get into all of them, but he's always been there. He's a stand-up guy, and I love him to death. So that's my, guy. So
that's nice.
Shout out to Danny's dad. He put the first pair of Jordans in my crib. Like, what's up, man? Tell me the importance of a strong father figure in the household. You can speak about your dad just in general. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, My dad was there, and it definitely made a difference, you know, when he was here with us. It was different just to have, you know, it felt good to have two parents in a household, you know, just for the, just for structure. Because, you know, sometimes my mom's had a lot of kids, a lot of us, you know, so sometimes you wearing her down, and you need the reinforcer to be there to shut shit down. Mm-hmm. After mom say, yo, that's a dub, then dad give you that motherfucking look, and you know it's over. And I feel like today it's really not. We usually preach about how important fathers are, but then I realize even on like Father's Day, it's not really glorified. Everybody moving like it's a regular fucking day, dog. And Mother's Day get like a 30-day warm up. Like, you, Mother's Day's coming. Oh my God, every week.
Diamond
all these
necklaces.
Yeah, traffic, flowers everywhere you see it. And then Father's Day, like, they hit you with something. Oh, every day is Father's Day. And because we belittle that actual role, we actually take that character, that superhero, away from children. And now they got to look towards celebrities and athletes and so on and so forth instead of who's at home and providing a roof and food every day. You know what I mean? I'm here today. What's up, y'all?
I think that depends, though.
Depends on what?
It depends on how women are glorifying men. Because regardless of what you may see, like, I'm big on fatherhood because I've always had my father. So that doesn't mean, I don't have to glorify everything. That doesn't mean that I'm not acknowledging it because I'm not glorifying it on social media. But I'm make it a key to make sure that my kids have their father figures. So, and even if that's their fathers or my father or my uncles, like somebody there to guide them. And I'm, like I said, I'm big on that, but that doesn't mean that I have to shout it to the world. That doesn't mean that I have to glorify it, but that is very important to me. So I'm just saying, I don't kind of agree with what you're saying. But.
Sounds good to not agree. You know what I mean?
I'm just saying.
Sounds good.
Here we go.
Well, the way I feel about it, you definitely got to have that male role model in the household, like, especially raising boys have to look up to a man. Like, we're gonna get to later on how women can play both parts and everything, but it's nothing like having a man in the household. Like you said, you kind of know you could beat your moms, but you know you can't beat your dad. So it's like, if your mom says something, you could probably try to do something. He probably, soon enough, he gonna know, like, you try to hit him with the belt, he might grab it, look at you like,
yeah, okay.
You know what I'm saying? But my father probably hit me one time in my life, you know what I'm saying? I got the, and my mom's used to whip my ass here and there, but I've had more fear for my dad than for my mom, you know what I'm saying? You definitely gotta have the male figure, like, just to, like you said, the backup more, more so backup and everything. Especially,
my father didn't play.
Especially now, speaking on like the black community, I think that's what we lacking a lot. Seriously, like the male, I guess a superhero role model, real role model, not the celebrity,
right.
Not the rapper,
right.
The dude, the 9-to-5, going hard, making money, giving you life lessons and breaking shit down for you, telling you how to, you know, talk to women, how to talk to the police, or, you know, just somebody who's moving in a positive light. You definitely got to keep that. You got anything else on this topic? Well, hold on. Let me give everyone a real story about when I knew, like, my pops was, like, dope. I used to have this big-ass fucking yard, like, slave yard. This nigga was out there with a weed whacker. Nigga did a whole yard. Not a lawnmower. A weed whacker. Nigga did a whole yard with a fucking weed whacker. inside and outside. I think I looked at him through my window like, because I ain't help. You know, that nigga was crazy. I was like, damn, son, that's a real man right there. Because I mean a weed whacker, man.
Why you ain't help?
I was too young now. Let me just say that.
I was too young.
Now, I used to pick up the grass or whatever, but that motherfucker was out there with a weed whacker. And that's important. Big yard, son. Mm-hmm. So I looked at that, I was like, damn, that's a hard working. Because he had to get cut. I guess he didn't want to ask nobody to borrow a lawnmower. He just like, nah, we got a weed whacker. I'll make it do what it do. So learning from him, I know, like, no matter what you got, you still got to make it do what it do.
You got to make it do what it do. That's what a you fact. Have, and you know, saying, that, right? That's your job as a man.
And you got to see that. You got to see a man going to work. Fact. And mm-hmm. I feel like our children are so caught up not knowing because they don't see that. They don't see what a man do. It's usually not a man in the house. They don't see what men do. Mm-hmm. So they get confused. So now when you go outside, you think that's what men that's do. What whatever men do. You see, that's what you think. Oh, that's what right. these dudes are doing. They're chilling or they're doing this or they're selling this or they're moving this mm-hmm. or they're trying to be a rapper or an athlete. And there's nothing wrong with that. Okay. But there's a lot of other professions that'll pay you just as well. Mm-hmm. You can still get a nice car. You can still get a nice crib.
Make and money and stay at and, the mom,
right,
you know
and they have to be able to see that. And that's why I feel like the father role and the father figure is a very important thing.
The know? Father role and the mother role is different.
Absolutely. Well, we're gonna get to that. Let's get to the second part of the question. Let's get to the negative parts of Father's Day. As you all know, single bit of mothers be out here all days out the year. They probably won't say shit about their old baby daddy, but they choose Father's Day to start shitting on everybody. Let's talk about that. Doesn't it seem like Father's Day is turning into miserable single baby mother mama day? Now I'm start with Black. I'm gonna let my man Black start it off.
Because
you got to clear his throat. Yeah, yeah. Let my man get loose. He's sober. I like letting him get loose and drop jewels and shit. Towards the end, we're going to skip him. Okay. But let's go.
It's, I would say women always say that they mature faster, that they're wiser, that they're smarter, that they're better than men for whatever mm-hmm. so reason. They believe they are the alpha of the genders. But to me, it also it kind of contradict itself because so many women are just living in regret, living in disbelief that they decided to do something, did it, kept it, and now they kind of, it's not like you regret your kid, but it's kind of like that's a daily reminder of the decisions that you made. And you was and at the time you was repping this guy. He was that guy. He was the I'm good, I got a man. Oh no, my man do that. Bae do that very good. I get fucked well. You understand? Yeah. And now he's the men ain't shit, men ain't, and that become you. That become your DNA. It become who you are. And that's what you give off now to everyone else that's trying to approach you, trying to love you, trying to help you move forward. But you can't move forward because you have this beautiful package, this beautiful care mm-hmm. package called a child, probably his junior, or probably don't even have his last name, that you look at to remind you that you fucked up back then.
It's an everyday reminder.
Yeah, and I just feel like they got to get over that. You have to allow someone new to love you. You got to be open to love. You can't, I can't put a Band-Aid on the wounds that man did. And I was in that situation where you know, before I actually met my fiance, I had a chick that, you know, and I liked her. She was cool, you know what I mean? But she came with two kids. And I was all right with that, cool, no problem. But are you moving forward or are you moving back? Which way you going? And she was still stuck on that. She still has so much questions in her mind. Like, how could a dude give her two kids a ring and then go? You understand? So she was so fucked up that I was like, yo, you're not ready to be outside, son. Go inside a house, my G. Mm-hmm. You are hurt. That is, there's nothing. I can't do nothing for that. I can't love you. There's nothing I could do for that. And it's a lot of those walking around. And it's sad because it could linger into your 30s, 40s. So by the time you actually like, damn, I wasted all this time thinking about this dude, how stupid he is. He done had 3 different relationships, mm-hmm. 4 other different kids. He been was over you. So you gotta be open to being loved again. You know what I mean? Black Danny, success. How you
feel? I agree with Black. I agree with Black. But I really feel like it's your mentality. It really depends on how strong your mind is. I think it also depends on your support system and who you have in your corner. Like, that's why I'm grateful for my father, because, you know what I mean? He shows you, like, to me, he shows me what a man is supposed to be, and that it doesn't matter what happens to you in life, that you can still move forward. So even if you do have a situation where you have a kid and you and your kid's father aren't getting along or something like that, let that man move on. You're supposed to move on. That's what happens. If it's meant to be, it will be. But at the moment, like, if he's moving on, he's moving on. You got to move on as well. And that's where your support system comes in, your friends, your family, whoever's there to remind you of the person that you are, and that you have somebody
to move on, though. It just built in them to be miserable.
But like I said, exactly. That's a mentality. That's a mentality, though. That's something that goes with your mindset. So you have some women who misery does love company, but you also have some women who's just like, fuck that. If he want to leave, let him leave. That's his loss. And they move forward. It might not be easy, but they still move forward, because you can't dwell on the past if you're trying to move, if you're trying to get to a destination. Some people got like places to go. So, I mean,
you know any women that's miserable that be shitting on their baby father like, yes, they ain't the one that fucked them raw?
Yes. Like, I do know a lot of women like that. I know a lot of women like that, but I'm that support system. Woman? Get the fuck over it. Like, that's the only thing I can say. Get over it, because they're moving on. Like, what are you dwelling for? You're the only one hurting. You're the only one that's hurting. And not only that, if you're not happy, how can you make anybody else happy? How can you make your kids happy if you're not even happy? Like, that becomes your responsibility. So that man is out, so now you still have this kid that you have to take care of. So what are you going to show them? Because at the end of the day, you still have them here. He's not there. You still have your kid here. So now, whether it's a female or whether you have a son or a daughter, you got to be strong for them. They can't see you. They can't see you weak. They can't see you bitter. That becomes a cycle.
And then what they also do, they also push it into the actual child. They try to turn the child
into the actual father.
It's one thing, and I feel like I be wanting to say this to some people, but
say it, bro. Say it.
Sometimes it's like, you know, your mom probably fucked up too, bro. He probably ain't just up and go. She probably cheated, fucked another nigga. He probably seen the text message. Something happened and made him go. Not every dude just up and bounce for no fucking reason, dog. Mm. Stop it. You know what I mean? Like, you know, females are out here doing things too. So you don't know what your moms did. You don't know what your moms did to make that man say, you know what, fuck that, I'm out of here. So we gotta be open to everything. And then you got those females that push it onto the kids. Oh, and now they want the kid to, like, pick a side. Mm. How you want the kid to pick a side? They supposed to have both of y'all. Yeah. Not one of y'all. What the fuck? How crazy is that? Now you're telling a child not to have a father. Oh, you shouldn't even like your father. He's not here for us. He's not doing this. He's not doing that. He's providing as much as he can most of the time, but they be mad because they also want hair money and hookah money and all this other shit. That's not his expenses. It's a fact. That's not his expenses. Just let him take care of his kids.
Miserable women.
All right. So first, to go back, I agree with you, but I also agree with what Black said. But at the same time, not every female that is, I guess you say, bitter. Every female is bitter is not projecting that onto the child. And also, it takes time. Like, where she says you got to get the fuck over it, everybody can't get the fuck over it. Some people didn't approach the situation in a manner for them to be able to get over it. Like, some women found out who this man was, truly was, afterwards, or maybe just things didn't work out. And maybe that shock, you know, keeps them in a bitter place. It's not fair, but it does happen. And so we can't, like, look at everyone and say, you just got to get over it, because some people have to work through it. Now, at the same time, if he moves on, for sure, you should not be bitter. But you probably will be. But you could still get over it, just don't interfere the child. Like, let the child and the dad have their relationship and work on that hurt separately. Work on that alone.
That's the number one game piece. If they know they got the child, that's the pawn. It is the pawn. Women use the child as the pawn to try to, you know, interrupt the man's life, especially if they can't move on. You know what I'm saying?
But, like you said, like, some people can't move on, and it's hard, and it takes time, and it definitely takes time. I've been through a breakup before.
We've
like,
all
been. Yeah, like, it does take time. But what I'm saying, I've never been miserable.
Good.
I've never been miserable because I have too much that I have to think about. There's other things that are going on in my life that I have to worry about. I don't have time to be sitting here being miserable because somebody decided to leave or because somebody doesn't want to be with me. But at the same time, that's what I said, that's when your support system comes in, that's when your friends come in. I've been reminded of who I am. I've been reminded that I'm dope, that I got things going on, that I'm in a good space, and that helps you, that pushes you. I know some people don't have that, but even without my support system, I still try to force myself to be a better person. Like, I still mentally try to force myself to be a better person, or in any situation. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Any situation that's hard, you know, life is life. Shit happens. But at the same time, you don't want to be that unhappy person, because when you're that unhappy person, you want to create other situations that are unhappy for everybody else. And I'm the type of person, I want everybody to be happy. I want everybody to win. So, you know, like, if I want everybody to be happy and everybody to win, I have to show that and I have to exemplify that. So
that goes back to mentality.
And you also create your own dialogue, because a lot of times females aren't telling the real truth.
Yeah.
Some females were the mistress. And you know, you had the baby on the side. You knew he wasn't gonna be with you anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't put that on him. You already knew what time it was, and you agreed to that verbal contract. Mm-hmm. So you know what I mean. Don't go tell the kids that he just don't want to be there. No, he had wifey from the jump.
You popped the hole.
You know what I mean. You popped the hole in the condom trying to win him over here. You trying to get him in your house. He like, nah. I got four kids over here.
You turkey based to me.
Yeah, like, you know what I mean. And
turkey based.
We just gotta be honest, man. And people gotta be honest. And that's one of the primary reasons why I don't have any kids yet. I am about to start. I don't have any kids yet because one, I wanted to always do it the way my dad did it. He married my mom, and then I was born. So I was born blessed. In the Bible, I was born blessed, and that's why I'm Black success, right? So, so it's like
shout out to the bastards.
We were born blessed.
Shout out to the bastards.
So it's like
born in sin. Jesus died for me, nigga. Fuck out of here.
This is why I wanted to go about it this way. But you know, people just have to be honest. And I think that the more honest we are with our relationship and what's really going on, then you know, the better you will be. But when you're lying, telling everybody how much he love you, how much he want to be with you, oh, he told me he gonna leave her. Now you're creating your own dialogue. So now you look stupid in front of your friends. So now your hurt is only because you've been lying to them the whole time. You ain't say we just fuck on the weekends. You ain't say I can't call them after fucking 7. You didn't say all that. You made it seem like it was good and dandy. And now you out here looking stupid, walking around with fucking little Ray Ray talking about, oh, your daddy never around. No, you already knew the situation. All right, you know what I mean?
Let me get to the last part of the Father's Day topic. Like I said, we brought up in the beginning that women have played both roles. Do you feel it's appropriate to wish a single mother that's playing both roles happy Father's Day? You start with you.
So I was in this position, and I think I was a bitter person many years ago, and I claimed it. Like, Father's Day is me too. But
you was posting and going around, happy Father's Day to me.
No, I didn't go that far. But if somebody said it to me, I'll take it. I'll say thank you. But in my mind at that time, you know, we lived very far apart. So it was he once lived nearby, but then things changed. And so it was a little hard. So I was just like, yeah, Father's Day is for me too. But it wasn't me who put it on me. Father's Day would come around and I would just get texts and calls like, happy Father's Day. Like, this is what people was acknowledging.
Did you feel it was appropriate?
It was shocking to me. So after a while, I was like, well, I guess this is what it is. So I guess maybe I started to see that, believe that. But it's not fair. It's not fair. Because on Mother's Day, like you said, Mother's Day, you guys get a 30-day advance. For Father's Day.
Promo, radio drops.
Yeah, it's kind of quiet. But I saw, like, I was on Facebook and Instagram today and seeing all of the fathers post and, you know, the kids and the wives, everybody posting each other. I think it was beautiful. And I'm seeing a lot of Black families. Like, it's not as bad as it is everywhere. But I saw a lot of recognition amongst a lot of people. And, I think that that's nice. So, is it appropriate? Maybe not, but at the same time, we have to also acknowledge how hard it is for women that don't have a father figure, child's father in their life. And that is hard.
If I was a single father, would you wish me happy Mother's
Day? Yeah.
That's not appropriate. Don't wish me no happy Mother's Day. Men don't want it. Men ain't gonna say thank you. I'm the mother too around here.
I'm not trying to demasculate you. I'm acknowledging something that you're doing, a role that you're also playing. Like, I know legit single fathers, and I sent them a text on Father's Day, on Mother's Day, like happy Mother's Day. Maybe even post it.
That's crazy.
That's not cool.
Yeah,
that's
kill
not
me.
Cool.
That's not cool.
It's not cool for the mothers to not be there for their child. Like, it's not cool for fathers to not be there for their child.
How you feel then?
I don't really think about it.
I'm just asking, is it appropriate? Like, do you?
I don't think it's not appropriate. I mean, if you say,
how's it not appropriate? You're not a dad. You're not a male.
I mean, you're not a dad and you're not a male.
That is how about shit.
But at the same time, if there's no male there, then I mean, if somebody, I've never wished a girl happy Father's Day. So. Wow. Because she's not a father.
Exactly, it's not a father.
But I'm
saying
I've never thought about it. But like, I've never done that. So it don't really matter whether somebody does or doesn't, honestly.
It doesn't matter.
Like, it doesn't matter. Like, if somebody wishes me happy Father's Day, I wouldn't even answer.
Why not?
Because I feel like somebody's trying to be funny.
Yeah,
like,
you're not a dad. Like your neighbor, say if he don't.
Time out. It's funny you say that, because a man said that to me today when I was leaving the building. I said, happy Father's Day.
You should have been offended.
The crazy shit is, at that point, I turned around like, wait, what? Because like I said,
I was
expecting it a few years ago. So when he said it to me, I was like, what? It's funny you say that.
You said thank you.
The acceptance changed.
You can't.
Oh, okay.
I feel like you can't accept that. You can't accept that compliment. And here's why. First of all, let's say this. We got to stop putting out the false statistics that there's not a lot of active black fathers.
Very true.
Because there are. Especially in Coney Island, I see these motherfuckers all day with their kids. That motherfuckers go to everything. You know what I mean? My man, I can name all day. You know what I mean? These motherfuckers is active motherfucking fathers. So that's the first thing. Second thing is, like, we got to stop programming ourselves to try to show that we're so strong and we don't need nobody. No, that's Father's Day. That is his role. That's what he do. There's stuff as a mom you cannot do. And there's stuff as a dad you cannot do. Trust me, even at my job where I work, it's some stuff the men can't do, and we need to call a female coworker in to maneuver certain things, because, you know, people react a little different. You understand? You don't know what reaction you're going to get out of a person. And I feel like We are specializing in brainwashing our own people to be these, I don't need nobody, I'll do it all by myself, I'll make it on top of this mountain all alone, the Rocky Marciano shit when he's going like this. And it doesn't make no sense. Get a partner. Stop trying to make it seem like you don't need nobody. Get a fucking partner. I was single for long enough, and I tell you, I don't want to go back. It's a difference. You feel better living. Life is better. Life is easy. Somebody care about you. Somebody going to rub your little stink feet. What the fuck? After the gym, you just be kicking, my nigga. So at the end of the day, like, how do you not want a partner? And the fact that we're not putting that out there is why we're the way we are. So single, so independent. Because I tell you the truth, only us do that to us. You understand? Mm-hmm. And then it's the same thing. Like, you ever see a brother or sister get a good job, they don't know how to act. They start acting on hostility like they ain't black anymore. Like they change their skin color. Yeah. Bitch, what you gonna do when you get fired? Get the fuck out of here. What the fuck is you talking about? You understand? So that's how it is. Like, and now when people be single and proud. I don't need nobody. I'm good right now. I don't need no. Stop.
That shit is a myth, though.
Huh?
But do you believe that?
No, what? It's a bluff. You're trying to brainwash
you. I don't need nobody.
You're trying to believe
I'm good by myself.
I
don't care if you lie. I love liars. Lie to me all the time. When you start lying to yourself, I gotta go. You lying to you? You don't need nobody. You don't want to cuddle? It be cold sometimes.
He did kick on, yeah.
That should come on October 15th.
He did kick on, yeah. This is my New York weather.
Yeah, it be cold. You don't want to cuddle with nobody? Get the fuck out of here. You watching movies alone and shit. Different men. It's too much shit out here.
I don't think people who say that believe that.
It's a brainwash.
I think it's a block, like a protection thing for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They tell themselves that.
Also, it's to make them feel good that nobody want them at that time. The person that they want, the person they're describing every day, where's my real man at that's going to pay all the bills and do all the Dumb dudes is like, skip, next. Dumb dudes are skipping them. So how do you defend that you don't have nobody online wanting you? How do you defend that? The only way to do that is to say you don't want anybody. Oh, I'm single and happy. That's the only way to explain that the motherfuckers you really want, because if Trey Songz text you, you gonna answer. Yeah. So the motherfuckers you really want don't want
Trey
you.
Trey Songz your go-to nigga, right? Yeah, yeah,
yeah. On my Trey shit right now.
Used to be on some Tyrese shit. Now you must have seen me to a Trey Songz concert and see how that nigga pulling chicks up on stage and shit.
So for that.
But let me get to the next topic or whatever, you know. Again, happy Father's Day to all the real right fathers. Y'all doing a great job, right?
Absolutely.
Second topic, let's talk about passionate sex. Only choosing one. What type of sex is most passionate? Drunk, makeup, or forbidden sex? So, Black O, we start with you, brother.
What's up? What's the question? You probably, I just heard.
Only choosing one. Uh-huh. Which type of sex is more passionate? Drunk, uh-huh. Drunk sex, uh-huh. Makeup sex, uh-huh. Or forbidden sex? Jesus. Mm. Only choose one. I don't hear no drunk, makeup, forbidden sex all together. Nah, only gotta choose one. Why? Why you feel that's the most passionate?
I mean, I definitely wouldn't pick drunk, because drunk is like, you know.
Teach his own, brother. Teach his own. Okay.
I think makeup sex, because makeup sex, one, you're trying to prove something. You know what I mean? Because you gotta win a bat. You can't give a lazy dick at that time. It gotta be prime time. You know what I mean? Prime time, yeah, real estate.
Right,
yeah, that's like the first time smashing again. You know what I mean? You got makeup sex.
Makeup
sex, son. That's grade A. Like if you ain't happy after this, I ain't the one. You know what I mean? I'll give you everything I got. All the tricks coming out. I'ma slip, act like I ain't know it was there. I'ma lick the booty a little bit. All that. All the cats coming out the hat. That's a fact.
How you feel, Danny? Which one? Only picking one.
I would say makeup sex. I never really have forbidden sex, so I would just say makeup sex, just because it is passionate, because there's feelings involved.
Never had sex with somebody that you wasn't supposed to, or
no?
Can't that be the same chick forbidden?
You
said drunk makeup. We got drunk.
Drunk is sloppy. A lot of times drunk sex is sloppy, right? Like it be all over the place when you have drunk sex. Mm-hmm. Like that should be sloppy sometimes. Like drunk sex, but I feel
passionate.
I guess, but makeup sex, it is passion, because there are feelings involved, there are emotions involved. Sometimes a nigga just talk to you, talking your ear, trying to tell you the right shit. Mm-hmm. Like it's just. Is real.
It's moves involved. It's a lot of missionary too. A lot of this. Yeah. You know?
Sorry,
girl. Me and you, girl. Never again, girl. It's a lot of that going on, my G.
So I would say makeup.
That's why you gotta be in the gym, son. I tell you the truth. You're gonna need no. So Danny, do you keep your sneakers on when you have sex, or you take them? I wanna know how you do your Jordans. Yeah.
Nike. Nike.
I hate you, but the red 16s tonight.
No, with 11.
Nah, fuck both of y'all. Just know that I'm all woman tonight. Fuck both of y'all.
So that.
Just only choosing one. I know you said all three. We got a scenario. We're only choosing one.
Forbidden. You can't forbidden be somebody that you
forbidden
up
could
with?
Be.
It's the same
you
thing.
You tired of. You broke with your baby father, you didn't want to have sex with your baby father no more, but y'all just fucked, you know what I'm saying? It was crazy.
That could be makeup sex, huh?
Not makeup, because no, y'all not getting back together. Right. It's just so like, then, damn, why I do that again? You know what I'm saying?
So then forbidden sex is better.
She's showing you a little bit of her character right now. Uh-huh. Why?
Because you're not supposed to do it.
So it was like a
you gotta
guilty,
give us a little more than that.
Guilty satisfaction.
No, I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking. Because I was going with makeup sex.
So it was like a guilty satisfaction.
No, wait, let me. Which one is better? I'm sorry. Makeup sex is better.
Makeup sex is better. You're talking about passion. We want passion, we want emotion. You don't get that in makeup sex. You know he gonna kiss you too. You know what I mean? Because when you fuck up,
like you said, you see, get everything.
Drunk sex is no real kissing involved. You know what I mean? Drunk sex is back shots. It's back shots and fucking get you a little napkin and shit after that. You know what I mean? A little rag. I mean, sometimes you don't want her to use your washcloth. Yeah.
The sock is better.
The quilted, take a pick a rapper. Down T.
Take a
napkin, nigga.
Yeah, makeup, it's more passionate.
You gonna make everybody going makeup?
Yeah.
I'm gonna draw.
Yeah, we know.
Well, then it's preference on what you like.
Of course, it's preference. That's why I said I'm going drunk. Fuck, y'all all want to be making up and shit. I feel like
drunk sex could be sloppy sex though. Like,
it could be, but if you always drunk, it ain't sloppy.
But that's not passion. It's passion. If you always drunk, like that's not passion.
Drunk passion. Me
drunk sex. Drunk sex. There's no real oral in drunk sex.
Exactly.
There's no oral in drunk. You're not eating ass drunk.
It's just I want to get drunk. First time I ate ass, I was drunk.
Hennessy don't make me eat no ass. Hennessy not make me eat no ass.
Hell yeah.
Hennessy never made me eat no ass.
Girl, I'm eating the shit out of your pussy. Nah,
makeup sex. Makeup sex. You boy. All the tricks, bro. All the tricks.
Makeup
nipple necks.
You learned in the course of that breakup.
Exactly.
Makeup sex too much.
All the new shit.
But that's, you asked about passion. So at the end of the day, if it's passion, like
just right.
Makeup sex, cause you trying to prove like I wanna be with you, I love
exactly.
you. So you gonna try to do any, you like he said, you pulling shit out. You trying to do any
car.
And everything
Jody,
to get
Jody,
that girl.
Jody showed us the way.
Flip, you doing everything.
Hey, Jody showed us the way. After he slapped her, I mean, he showed us the way, my G. That's where you gotta go out. So that's a physical.
Fuck that. I'm going with drunk sex, man. Y'all can do what y'all talking about. Drunk sloppy. All that nasty passion. Take that. Second part.
Bad boy.
Huh?
You said take that, I said bad boy.
Yeah, you. Second part.
Any day now. Second part.
All right. What makes sex more passionate? The mental connection, a strong physical connection, or just straight chemistry? So I'll start with you.
Mental,
a strong physical attraction, or just straight, like, just chemistry. Like, I don't know why. Just
I think,
is what it is. Just
isn't
that buzz.
Strong mental, the mental connection.
Stop trying to connect everything. A mental connection. I said chemistry. It could be
she
like.
She think this should attest, son.
We could be around each other, just not like each other's. I mean, not like physically attracted to each other. Like, damn, it's just like, we just
I
got
mean,
a good vibe.
If,
like,
if I'm not physically attracted to you, then I'm not going to enjoy
so
it.
So is it physical for you?
It has to be physical, but it's more than that. It's also chemistry.
Just one man.
Kendra says, sound it out.
This woman is. So what you going with? Chemistry? The vibes. You going with the vibes?
Vibes all the way.
But if it's ugly nigga, now you just said you couldn't have sex with a nigga with good vibes.
I never said that.
You just said. All right,
forget.
She said I got to be attracted to you, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you don't understand a vibe.
A vibe is just
the vibe.
We just
bring all of that.
So you can get attracted to him even if he's ugly.
ugly people need love too.
Because you said you're not. All right, cool. Because earlier I'm just catching everything you said. I'm
but
listening to you.
But physical attraction is not about looks in a sense, and I don't.
How is physical? What's you lose
you're
me?
You're gonna make me get technical.
Get it technical. I don't care.
Go to her. I'll come back.
So
you gonna make me get technical? Yeah. I can threaten you and back up. Yeah. You gonna make me get technical, sir? Oh no, nah, forget it. Go to hell.
Chemistry is cool, but I think mental for me is mental because you have to mentally stimulate me in order for me to be attracted to you. So, I would say mental.
That's good. Mental is cool. She like Professor X type niggas and shit.
I'm gonna go with chemistry, man. Chemistry is it, you know, because sometimes you could be physically attracted to someone, and then it's just like, Like, I know this thick chicks be lazy, man. They just be lazy. They don't be really wanting to do some of the, you know what I mean? They just want you to fuck them. It's not, they not fucking you back. You know what I mean? So, they thick chicks and pretty chicks, you know what I mean? They never fuck you back. They just want you to fuck them.
Most of them. Some of the most.
You're not pretty. So,
oh, I was looking.
You wanted to get me so bad today, but it's
alright.
You got it.
You got it. Now I'll fuck with you. But yeah, so it's like pretty chicks, and you know, from my experience, most of them, they just don't fuck you back for some reason. But ugly chicks and slim chicks, they give you the best sex ever. Cause ugly chicks, they got something to prove. They think you want a bad bitch, so they trying to get all that
sexy because they don't know when they gonna sex again.
Especially a good looking dude. And that's it, that you don't walk the ass.
The pussy been marinated for mad long.
You know, ice cup and shit. She all lit. She happy to be with you.
That good old ice cup.
You let her post you on her fucking gram and shit. She extra happy. And then slim chicks is with it. I don't know why. They always super super duper wet. So, I mean, that's just me.
Well, on a passionate side, I think I'm gonna have to go with chemistry. Like, that's something you can't fake. That's like good body language. Like I said, dope vibes.
You're combining physical, because you just said body language.
I said body language. I ain't
but
say
it's physical attraction.
Stop cutting me off, first of all.
See? See?
Body language is not a physical appearance. I ain't say you gotta have sexy lips and you know all that. You see? Pay attention, baby. You gotta get it right, and you gonna cut me off for the wrong shit. Kind of like a mess up, bro. Anywho, like I said, the chemistry though—that's something you can't fake. If y'all got good vibes, you don't even have to speak. Like I said, you could be having sex and she already knows time to turn around. You ain't gotta do nothing. Or time to jump on top. Time to do that. Right. That's dope. That's passion plus chemistry. That's probably the best sex ever.
But that's also mental too. Chemistry has to do with some type of mental.
No,
I think so.
No, chemistry is just
it's just a
connection.
It's a vibe.
Yeah,
it's a connection and everything. Right. But
I ain't say mental connection. Like,
I know that
you coming. You coming over here too? Okay. I cut her mic off already. You about to get yours cut off? Like I'll you want to do the show together?
Yeah, hello. You know what I mean,
she but like, yeah, I mean,
he y'all might both have the same package. Like you might have the fucking love. 11's on. He might have the other color.
Y'all
kicked each other's sneakers together.
Same jeans.
Y'all waited online for the fucking Yeezys together. Hey, boo.
I don't wait online. Thank you.
They got the same outfit together. Y'all put together the same color. Like, damn, how you come out the house? You know what I'm saying?
A chemistry could be anything. Sometime a chick could just take a joke. You know what I mean? Some mm-hmm. chicks be too serious, be too extra, be too corny. And then, like, sometimes you find a chick that's just funny, you know what I mean? That could take a joke, that could joke back, and then it's just like y'all vibing. Facts. And like honestly, sometimes chemistry could make you prettier. So ugly chicks with great mm-hmm. chemistry look a little better. Now you're smiling, like, hey, yeah. You got good teeth, bitch. You're like, damn,
chemistry doing definitely good for yourself. About like the personality, yeah, and chemistry, like, and the vibe.
And then also when you got a nasty attitude, it make you uglier. Mm-hmm. Now your flaws are sticking out shorty. Listen, you don't got no nail on your little pinky toe. Relax, humble yourself, and then it be like that. Now you start focusing on all her flaws.
But
so,
doesn't that
you know.
Have to do with you having a nasty attitude? Has to do with personality? Doesn't it have to do with your mental mind state?
No, they might just think they're better than you or too good. They could just think they're better than you.
So when you said mental, what was you referring to?
Like basically a person.
You talking about like book smart? Like
no, not just book smart, but basically somebody's personality, which can be chemistry as well.
So just come over to chemistry. Let's change the answer. Right. Just say you want to be on my team. Just come over to chemistry.
It's not even that.
But
when I said
mental connection, I'm thinking like, you know, smart. Oh, he's so smart and he just knows the answer for this and that. Not like vibing though. Not like I ordered
say
turkey
chemistry.
Burger cheese.
Because I'm not thinking
he ordered
like,
exact
oh my
same
God,
shit.
So
you know what I'm saying? Type
you.
Shit like that.
Got
you know what I'm saying? So
I got you.
What answer you going? You gonna change the answer?
Don't do that. No, I'm sticking to my answer.
Nah, so you already changed it. Let's get to the third part of it. Do you necessarily have to like a person to have good, passionate sex? Now, like I said, everybody probably be in a situation where they just like lost the love for the person, mm-hmm. but y'all still just have like I guess dope sex, like dope, passionate sex. I can't be the only person but
you're a guy though. So
I'll turn your mic back on. Alright, we're gonna start with you. Alright, go ahead. Do you necessarily have to like a person to have?
No.
yes, no?
I said no, you haven't.
All right, cool. I mean, you're one word answer type person. All right, that's
Danny. You should take it.
I have to like
somebody.
I'll try
to get you to break it down, but you don't even know what you're saying, though.
Don't lie. You finished? Yeah. No, I mean.
Yeah, she said no.
Oh, okay. 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 I have to like somebody in order to have passionate sex, because to me, I feel like for a woman, me speaking for myself, I think that sex is a mental thing more than it is physical, because you can have sex with somebody and be completely into them, and the sex is amazing. They perform the way they perform, and then y'all have a falling out or whatever, or y'all not together, and y'all decide to have sex again, and they could perform the same exact way, but it just don't feel the same. The connection isn't there. So I think that I definitely have to like somebody in order to have passionate sex with them.
Okay.
Boogie okay. Black?
Yeah, I like the person at this point in my life. I like the person.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm in the prime of my life. You feel me? I'm in the gym 4 days out the week.
Oh boy.
You know, I don't wanna, you know.
Now you know what?
Just,
he's not lying. Every short. Time I call this nigga's in the gym. I be thinking this nigga having sex. Nigga's like, I'm like, yo, my nigga, that's tall. He's like, no, I'm in the gym.
I gotta get it.
Today.
You see his pictures on Instagram, fucking sweat trickling down his bald head. That's what's happening right now.
All day, nigga, be in the gym.
Trying to be a sex symbol and shit.
So at this point in time in my life, July 9th, get your tickets for the brunch.
Get your push-ups ready.
That's a little commercial on the side. But yeah, it's like at this point, if you know, like, this is the peak. Like, this is when, for the next 6 years from right now, I'm giving out probably grade A plus sex. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to just give that shit to anybody. So I gotta like you. You know what I mean? You ain't just giving. I don't want you just walk away with
C plus sometimes,
man. My dude, that's in your younger days. That's in your younger days. My dude, I'm doing shrugs. I'm doing biceps tries. I did some shit like this. I don't even know what this shit was working out.
That's all that is. He got something.
Yeah. So it's like I don't want to waste my shit. You know what I mean? I don't want to waste my shit. You know what I mean?
Fuck that, sir. You gotta give that C plus. Yo, time is money, sir. You gotta get up out of there.
Six crazy.
I'm gonna agree with y'all on this one, though. You actually really do have to like I said, you could have sex with somebody, but it won't be meaningful. Passionate, and you know what I'm saying, if you don't like the person. Like, I didn't, in my younger days, had sex with like girls I didn't necessarily like, and it was just to do it because I felt she was pretty or
it was
whatever.
Recreation.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Just to get it out the way or whatever, just to say I did it. But when it's, you actually like the person and you say you got a strong vibe and, you know, that sex is dope. That's one of the best sex to have, you know. Do you want to elaborate on your answer, or you just done?
My answer wasn't.
I don't know, man. She not here today, y'all.
No, my answer is actually, the answer is not no. Of course, it's yeah.
I turned it off.
Move your mic closer. Good job.
Thank you. Of course you have to like somebody to have passionate sex. It wouldn't mean anything if it wasn't any connection there at all.
Yeah, you wouldn't even be wet, right?
Right. You. Yeah, exactly. That
you still get
cannot
wet.
Happen.
You get
no,
wet.
You can't.
You get wet when you get raped.
What?
We are not gonna touch that.
Topic.
We're not.
Sorry. I'm sorry
you.
For that.
Thank you, Black.
We're not
getting wet is a defense mechanism for your vagina. So even when women get raped, unfortunately, they get wet.
My nigga,
just
get to the next.
Y'all
know what the
fuck
saying
I'm a rapist.
Get to the next fucking topic. I don't know what the fuck you talk about. July 9th, rooftop brunch / day
no
party.
No rape over
tickets.
Here.
I'm gonna leave the ticket link in the
rape.
Fucking comments. What the
yeah,
fuck
guess
is
rape.
This nigga is crazy.
The last topic of our show, we gonna talk about matchmaking. Like, have you ever been set up on a blind date? If no, would you be open to do it? So this is like an answer, and then you elaborate, because I gave you a yes or a no.
I have. Did I like it? I'm
did you like
10.
It?
This is risky. This gets risky.
You dead look like a WNBA player when
yeah.
you walk in.
I'm 5'10", so it gets risky. I didn't like it. I wouldn't do it again. I mean, would I do it again? Maybe.
Did you not have a good time on a blind date?
Nah, he showed up high on ecstasy.
Oh, damn.
Shit was crazy. So I just wanted to get out of
how
here.
You know, he told you he was on ecstasy?
eventually, because I just felt like something was wrong with this guy, and I was like, what's going on? And he's like, you want something? I was like, nah.
Who hooked you up?
In fact, let me get in the cab.
Who hooked you up with him?
Wait, yeah. It was just y'all two?
No.
It was your friend too? Oh, yeah, man, I would have played that whole shit.
I don't think she knew what was going on either, because her guy showed up on it too. I don't think she knew that that was something that they did. That was like how he introduced it and was like, do you want to?
Yeah. Ecstasy actually goes in your system faster if you put it in your ass. I'm just saying. Anything that go, you know.
You can't do that. You have a drug overdose. It's not Danny. On you, baby. It's half the ecstasy, not the whole thing. Everybody know that.
How do you know that? You read that?
What up? Google. Have you ever been on a blind date?
No. I've never been on a blind date. I'm very. My friends know how I am. They know how I am. But would I be open to it? I guess. It depends. I ain't really into meeting people that, like, out of nowhere that I don't know. That's just me.
Why? You think you're too cool?
No, it's not that I think I'm too cool.
You can meet the man of your dreams on a blind date.
You're right.
Your friend ain't going to just set you up with anybody, right? Unless your friends don't respect your shit.
I don't know, but I've never been set up on a blind date. So.
Who would you want to meet on a blind date? What would it be the perfect blind date? Describe him. Tell us about him.
I fucking hate you. Somebody who is funny. Somebody who... somebody who's funny, somebody who has a good head on their shoulders, they have a great personality, they're smart, they're about their business, they don't play games. What else?
Anybody in the comments like that?
Somebody that I could vibe with. You know, I'm silly, so you gotta be silly too.
You look like it too.
I am. Yeah. But you gotta be silly too, and also, like, have something to talk about. Yeah. I don't wanna hear about how much money you getting. I don't wanna hear about what you got. I don't wanna hear about bullshit that's going on in the streets. Like, let's talk about life. Let's talk about, like, how we're gonna progress. Let's talk, like, just those type of vibes. Like, gotcha. I'm...
Do you think you can get that if you meet somebody on a blind date?
Can I get that? Yeah, I'm sure I can. But that's just what I'm looking for. If I was to have a blind date, like, I get bored fast, so.
That's bad. So then you should stay single. That's bad. When a chick say that, that's bad.
But no, that's not bad. No, that's not a red flag. That's not a red flag because I'm aware of who I am at the end of the day. It's not like I'd be like, I get bored, so next to the next person. That's not how it is. It's like, all right. If you're interesting, then I know, like, my time is valuable. Everybody's time is valuable. So I know that if we're not clicking, then I just got to focus on what I'm handling right now. It ain't about focusing on the next nigga or trying to look for the next nigga because I'm not trying to look for anybody. But it's more like, okay, you're wasting my time right now. Back to my business. You're not even worth my time.
So basically, you're not a bored hoe. Yeah. You're a bored person.
Yes. There you go.
Bored hoes, get the fuck out of here.
There you go, Black.
Fuck out of here, you bored hoes.
Yo, Black, have you ever been on a blind date?
Mm-hmm.
How was it, man?
It was kind
of more than one.
I only been on one.
I can see you going on a lot because chicks ain't gonna just okay to go out with you like that.
This is true. This is true. Back in the day,
back in the day,
I had it rough. You know what I mean?
Big head.
But then I started doing my diamond push-ups.
Yo, my nigga, she said she wanted a picture. Nah, just tell her come.
That's how it used to be. Send the pictures.
I know.
And then the picture get you approved on whether or not she gonna come out. But the blind date was kind of awkward because, like, you know, we kind of didn't kick it off, so I felt like, you know, we should go Dutch on the bill. Like, fuck, I paid. I'm never gonna see you again. The fuck, I paid for the bill for.
Damn.
Like, you know what I mean? So I put my little half up and bounce.
Straight like that.
Not about it. You should only pay if you're when a man pays the bill, he is investing in that woman. If you're not gonna see her anymore, When a man pays the bills, he's invested. No, what I'm saying is you are paying for a chick that's yours or that you're planning to talk to and vibe with, right?
No.
Continuously. I'm not just taking random people on a date and paying
the
bills.
I'm just saying,
bro,
if I agree to go on a date and it's the first date, I'll pay the bill.
It's a blind date. We going Dutch.
Win or lose.
It's a blind date and we not vibing? We going Dutch, homie. Divide by two. Wait up. Divide by two.
Split this bill, please.
Divide by two. What you talking about?
I ain't never been on a blind date.
That's what's wrong with suckers now. Y'all just running around just paying for dates. Y'all dudes are suckers, man. Y'all dudes are bugging out.
What's sucker about paying a date?
Dutch. Go Dutch, homie. Go Dutch. Real men go Dutch. That's a fact.
Nah, I ain't suck about paying a date. Don't listen to Black, man. Pay that first date. If you invite her out, you agree to go out, even if they go bad, pay that date, man. Especially if it ain't gonna hurt you. Now, if you struggling to pay your rent, you shouldn't even be on that motherfucking date.
That's a fact. But that's why chicks need to be more open to coming to the crib on the first go around. Because if he have his own crib, you understand? That is the restaurant. You know what I'm saying? We got a kitchen here and everything. Mm. That is the restaurant. No.
It could be nice, but men don't know how to keep their hands to themselves. Like, you're a female. You ever been on a date, like, you just want to kick it, but you feel like you got to keep getting somebody's hands off?
I tell them, don't touch me.
Exactly.
Don't touch you.
Don't touch you. No, it's a way that you touch people, because you have some people who are very touchy-feely. Like, it's not even overly aggressive. It's just very touchy-feely. Like, I laugh it off. But if you're doing too much, then I have to be blunt and be like, okay, can you just stop touching me?
Way to divide this bill by two. Way to.
And that's fine. Like, that's fine. I've never had that, but I'm saying, like, I've been around somebody who liked me and they were very touchy feely and I had to be like,
but you didn't like them?
No.
Yeah, that's
well, you
probably
shouldn't have been out with them.
But it was a situation. No, I wasn't. Like, first of all, it wasn't no one-on-one situation. It was everybody around.
And
yeah,
they still was trying to touch you.
Yeah,
up.
Like, don't touch me. I'm sorry. It's a way that you touch a girl. Like, you can touch somebody and they feel protected.
And not seem creepy.
Yeah, they feel protected.
How?
Or whatever.
What's the way?
Go ahead, Black. What's next?
She says the way. I don't
yeah,
know.
It's a way.
There
tell
is
us.
A way.
And
I
you
don't
know.
Know.
We
maybe
touch
all my life
I've
been. But hold on,
time
out. All my life I've been creeping people out.
I can't explain that it has to happen
for
me to understand.
You got us waiting to see you. No,
don't pet me.
Time out. Listen.
Don't pet
you. Got us. You got us waiting to see you, right? Listen. Time out. Time out. Time out. Time out. Time out. Time out. You got us waiting to see you. We go to the barbershop, tip him an extra $5, so that's $25 on a fresh cut day of. You understand?
It.
You needed it, right?
You
go
you
home.
You
put on
right?
You put on clean out. Boxes, clean socks.
You're supposed to period.
You
every
lotion
day.
Your legs.
Good.
Men don't lotion
get
unless it's summertime,
too.
Right? So you finally lotion your fucking legs and all that. Put on a dope outfit, cologne. You know you're going out to pay this bill, whatever it is. You don't know how much fun, or how much drinks, how much you know you're covering that bill. That's around $200, maybe more. And you want me not to touch you?
But my thing is, it's not that you can't touch me. It's the way that you touch somebody. Like, you know how you ever hear a girl that be like, oh my God, he touched me. And it was just like, oh my God, da 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 da. Yes. And then you have a girl who be like, he was just touching me and it was just bothering
trial
me.
Trial and
it's
error.
All about, but this is what
it
I'm
is
saying. But it is trial and error, but you gotta understand this is where vibes and connection and come in. You gotta feel out the person that you're with.
I can't
with.
Feel it out if you won't let me touch you.
But my thing is this, it's like going in for a kiss. It's like going in for a kiss. You kind of feel out when you should go in for a kiss. You don't just be like, and fucking try to attack her face. You feel out like, all right, yeah, maybe
you
I could
get
maybe
pictures,
I could get a kiss
right.
Right now.
You gotta go 90. She gotta come
like
test. Yeah, you gotta wait. She gotta come. You can't just take it. Hitch was right.
But
about
that's
that.
What I'm saying. I'm not saying that a person can't touch me. It's all about the way
right.
that you touch.
Where do you
me.
Like him to touch you?
Touch my sneakers.
Ooh, you got the little ear. Nigga, stop puffing your
nigga like
shit.
Y'all sound like a bunch of haters. You mad because you don't got my sneaker collection? Is that what it is?
Yeah, like that.
Is that what it is?
Oh,
my. I hate both of
you.
I hate both of
you. Oh, you're extra freaky.
I wait.
Right. Extra freaky.
Hold on, we're going to get to the second part. No, we're going to get to the second part. We're going to get to the second part.
Y'all cracking up.
We're going to get to the second part. Yo, have you ever played matchmaker? Have you ever hooked one of your friends up?
Yep.
I'm gonna start right here.
Oh, okay.
Have you ever hooked one of your friends up?
Yo, I hook my friends up all the fucking time, bro. Right. I hook my friends up all the time.
Do you like playing that role?
Yeah, because I like me. I study people, so I know what my friends are for and not for. So I'd be like, yo, this one is you, son. You're gonna be good with this. And usually it works out.
Has that ever backfired?
Yeah. Yeah. Backfired a few times. And it's like, yo, that bitch. You know what I mean? Like, it'd be situations, but.
Then you? You like hooking your friends up? Have you ever done it? You
I
like it?
I have hooked my friends up, and yeah, especially when it works out. Yeah.
What about when it don't?
When it don't work out, look, I want, like, more than likely, if I'm hooking my friends up, I'm letting them know, like, the truth, the honest truth about what this person is about or whatever. Like, look, if you want, like, sometimes your friends, they might be attracted to somebody, and I'd be like, well, look, I'm just letting you know this is the type of person that they are. But if you want to go through it, I'll hook you up. Like, that's on you. You know, I'm not a hater or anything like that. Like, that's on you. So when it don't work out, look, I told you. Like, or if it didn't work out, it didn't work out.
Real that's- quick before you just even answer, Black is lying. He don't pass the ball for nobody. You know, he don't hook nobody.
Wow.
We didn't play rec ball the other day. That nigga didn't want to pass the ball.
Wow.
You can't tell a nigga ain't the point guard for Lincoln High School.
Tiny it up.
He want hands on everything. Black is not passing, how much I know. He want to shoot first, ask questions last. If you get the rebound, he won't be mad at you.
You know
he might come back for
you. You know what the worst friends are? The worst friends is the one that got the same taste as you. And the motherfucker that want everything.
Y'all got the
like,
same taste?
Everything. No, we don't got the same.
Why are you saying it like
that? Yeah, we don't like the same thing. I'm just saying, like, some of my friends, we got the same taste. So it's like the shit I like, he like, and it's like, yo, boy, like, take a day off, my nigga. Take a day off today and let me get this one. You know what I mean? But dudes be beastie. But
you a hater?
Yeah, I'm a hater.
Yes, he's a hater.
I'm a hater.
Number one. Black man hates it, 02. Black is hating. He know he is.
Yeah. I'll go fuck.
He gonna nicely hate him.
I'll go fuck. Man, you fucking with him. He sleep on the couch, man. He got a futon in his crib. Fuck you doing? Come jump on his bunk bed I got right here.
His bunk bed.
Put your kids on top. We go.
Jess, have you ever hooked
your
friends up?
It wasn't a bad experience.
You got a good experience? You got a good experience story? Somebody got married?
I didn't do many. No, they didn't get married, but they maintain a mutual respectful relationship after.
You like hooking your friends up? Like, you the one that's like always throwing the plug?
I don't always do it. Do I like it? I don't do it enough to say that I like it or not.
Oh.
Just every once in a while, like, you know, somebody might say, oh, you got a friend? Most of the time it's no, because most of my friends are married or involved. But every so often.
Well, that's the case now. But I know growing up, I was the pastor. I was the assist man because I was cool.
Does your friends being married put a little pressure on you?
Yo, it go back.
No.
Do you feel like, damn, I want to be a part of this too?
I mean, I would like to be a part of it, but I don't feel pressure when it comes to close.
Go black.
You have patience.
Black love fish.
Huh?
You have patience.
I've learned to, yeah. You crash and burn if you go fast.
Girl, you ain't lying. You can crash at 15 miles an hour too, I'll tell you that.
Well,
I don't like playing.
Sip slow, please. Sip slow.
I don't like playing matchmaker, but I've done it a lot. I've thrown a few passes to a couple of friends, or put people in the right place to meet somebody at the right time, and then let it go from there.
Okay, Hitch.
Huh?
I said okay, Hitch.
Yeah, I am like a Hitch because I have a lot of, you know, platonic female friends, and I got a few male friends, you know, and I like putting people. I like putting dope people together. That's good, man. Especially, it hasn't really backfired on me yet. Where it's like, oh, you, because I'm not even like Grammy. If I feel like somebody's doing something, I won't hook them up with like a homegirl that I really fuck with. I wouldn't even do that shit. So no black. So.
Question: when you wear hats, do you tuck your ears in or do you leave them out?
I leave them out.
Got you.
I'm sorry, man. Everything's big over here, player.
Yo, pause, my G. Pause, my G.
Nigga, we used to take showers together.
Pause, my G. The fuck? This thing is crazy, son.
Said you wanna reach. But alright, we towards the end of the show. We're gonna do like how we did last week. We're gonna ask a few questions to the ladies. If y'all don't know, these are another two finalists for the Brown Holy Water
Casting
co-host. female spot, too. You know. No, my bad. If you like Jess, let everybody know you like Jess. If you like Danny, you know what I'm saying? Jump in the comments. Let who you felt was more comfortable and was the best chemistry here.
Can you know I say something?
No, not yet. Don't cut me off.
Oh, God. I didn't cut you off.
But you're still talking. But,
don't start.
But, yeah, let's, real quick. Why do you feel like you'll be a dope addition to the Brown Holy Water crew? I'll start with Danny. I think we gotta turn Jess' mic back on.
You really turned
it on. I'll just keep it brief.
No, we fucking.
Yo. I'll just keep it brief.
Two times, this Danny's second time, too, y'all. Yeah. Eyebrows still lit. Every chick still on them.
Shut up.
Still on the brows.
Those are healthy eyebrows.
They are.
Organic, too.
She used a Diana brush.
How the fuck you know about a fucking brush?
She used a Diana brush.
But anyway, I just feel like that I'm a overall dope person. I feel like I have the best of both worlds. Tell Faye I'm not a fucking boy, just to let you know. But because he's been going in.
Show your breasts.
But it's all right. He could go in.
Show your breasts.
But
he's fat anyway.
Shut
so
the fuck up. But I just feel like I can look at both sides. I hang around a lot of guys, so I tend to think a little different. I mean, of course, I'm a woman, right. So I'm a mom. Yes. I'm a mom, like, but I had to make that known. Like, that yeah, oh I have gosh. Two kids.
Your ovaries work.
My ovaries work, but I just feel like, you know, y'all too. I like fucking with y'all too. You know what I mean? I like vibing with y'all. You know. I also feel like y'all get where I'm going with it. That's the only thing I'm going to say. Like, I just feel like y'all get where I'm going with it. Y'all know that I'm kind of rough around the edges. Gotcha. So,
let me
you
see
know, I'm the sis. I have edges. I have a Caesar, but I have edges, motherfucker.
Believe that.
Okay.
Jess.
Yes, hi, I'm here. Waking up.
How yes, you? Why do you feel you'll be a good addition to the Brown Holy Water team?
I'm usually very outspoken and down to earth. It's hard to believe I'm a tomboy also.
You're a tomboy too?
Yeah.
You kind of look like a tomboy.
Yeah. You used to play basketball?
No.
Why not? You're
tall
just
and athletic for nothing.
You used to rap and shit?
I did.
Wow, you look like a beatboxer.
No, I didn't do that.
No?
I rap with some voice from Coney Island.
Wow. Shout out to that.
So when somebody mentions Coney Island, he get excited, right?
It's my husband.
But yeah, overall, I'm usually down to earth, outspoken. Some of the questions caught me off guard, but there's probably other reasons for that.
Do you feel like being on this podcast, you could find your future husband maybe somewhere in the comments?
I don't think so.
No, but this tell fear this guy.
I see you been at your phone.
I think you're tell fear. I fuck you up to the tell next time. I'm not gonna block you. Tell
no, me. Don't block me.
He always says, "Let him have it. Let him have it."
When you come on the show, this is what you gotta take.
Okay. I hope he's there July 9th because I want to see him.
Fat man will be in the building.
Make sure you there July 9th.
He will be there. Fat man.
You don't want no smoke.
Tell fear. You got about 3 weeks.
I'm real.
That's my boy right there, yo. And you got when you come on the show, you got to be able to.
Boy, you look like that, and he looks like that.
I can't help the way he looks.
You
look
gotta
good.
Take him with you.
Nah, let him be fat.
He's owns unacceptable. He's unacceptable.
Don't try to get him mad because he was roasting you all day.
Yeah,
I go for the.
Don't block. You talking about block? He got to you though.
I see this. So this is what it's in.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
like I said,
we had a week already.
We're what? We definitely towards the end of the show. So if you got shout outs, throw some shout outs. Let people know.
Happy Father's Day to all the dads.
All the active fathers.
That's
all
it?
All the active fathers. Happy Father's Day to all the active fathers.
You going
to
go see your dad?
I'm going to call him. He might be busy right now.
My dad.
All right. Let's go, Danny.
Yeah.
Get you your shout outs.
Shout out to my amazing, wonderful, magnificent, spectacular father. This is how we talk to each other anyway. And happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there, all the active fathers out there, even the acting fathers out there, the uncles, all of those people, the grandfathers who step in and handle shit. Just happy Father's Day.
Yeah, happy Father's Day, definitely. Again, to all the real rights, definitely. July 9th, get your tickets if you haven't. We almost sold out. I'm telling you, don't pull up to the door calling me. I'm not paying my phone bill this month. It's over. It's going straight to voicemail. It's going to be lit. It's going to be a good time. I swear to God. I'm not going to lie. I don't put my name on just anything. Y'all know me. It's going to be lit. Other than that, Handsome Live, Handsome 15, Instagram, Live Brown, Facebook. Two nines on me, two.
Two nines on me, 2940. You know what I mean?
Nah, it's outside the building. Y'all pull up, man. We're going to have a good time. July 9th, man. We see y'all next week, man. Real talk. Let's get it.
Go. Bye, Telfair.
Y'all already know what it is. Black Success. The real one. You know what I mean? Make sure you follow me on Instagram. I got a beautiful page. I talk positive stuff. Follow me on there. July 9th, you can see another dope outfit by me at the brunch rooftop. Day party, you know what I mean? Make sure you pull up, my dude. It's gonna be real shit. And I'm gonna tell you right now, tickets right now, 25. Once these sell out, we're going up to 40 already. So you already know what it is.
Don't tell them the price, yourself. Let them be surprised.
Yeah, oh, I didn't give my Instagram. Don't
find out. What? Huh?
Can I give my Instagram?
Yeah, shout out your Instagram. Oh,
y'all can follow me on Instagram.
Jump her DM, y'all.
At your favorite tomboy.
She don't like to be touched.
You can follow me on Instagram at your favorite tomboy, all spelled correct spelling. And you'll see me in the comments, Danielle Majette. So,
and make sure you get your dad hats, dad hats, dad hats, dad hats. We selling them like hotcakes. Make sure you get them so I can get more, more, more fly and another Roly, please.
You wear right? A dad hat. Thank on you. July 9th. Pull up, it's $39.99. Right?
Yo, we's up out of here, man. Boris. Good looking out. I appreciate y'all. Y'all already know what it is. Yep. Black Success, the real one. You heard? You Tony ready? Allen, you heard? 2940, 2 9s on me. You heard?
You ready? Brown holy water pouring out of the bottle. Like, share, comment, got it, and then follow. Black Lives Matter. Yeah, that's the franchise. Pull up every Sunday at 7 and get baptized. Brown holy water pouring out of the bottle. Like, share, comment, got it, and then follow. Black Lives Matter. Yeah, that's the franchise. Pull up every Sunday at 7 and get baptized. You ready? You ready?